Love Osho podcast brings you the real stories of the people whose lives have been inspired and transformed by Osho. We explore why thousands of people are falling in love with Osho and where to find them. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and thanks for tuning in. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. This episode is part of the new edition of the Love Osho podcast dedicated to sannyasins who did not meet Osho in the body. Today our guest is Swami Prem Sadak. Sadak took sannyas in 2013 and is a civil engineer by profession, but decided to quit his job to work full-time on Ask Bhagwan, a free app to make Osho available worldwide. Ask Bhagwan is arguably the most exciting, innovative, and valuable project in the world of Osho today. Sadak, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, great. So, to start, tell us a bit about how you came to know about Osho.
Well, back in the days when I was working in minings, and my roster was like 2 weeks on and 1 week off. It means I used to rest and enjoy full week, and I used to get paid for it. And even my partner used to work. So, money-wise, I was doing good and pretty stable. Every now and then, we used to go on holidays, outings, restaurants, etc. And I was more into nature, so I used to go for four-wheel driving in national parks, camping, boating, fishing, and for long drives. So, on the other hand, look, I'm telling all these things because something triggered me, and then I got into Osho. So, on the other hand, I was building my own house. I built my own house and started making investment properties, bought one of the best car available in this country, and so forth. In short, I started enjoying the best things at any cost, listening classical music on the best music system, watching movies on projector at home, and going on luxury outings. And then came a time where I started thinking, what next? And believe me, that feeling was really a weird feeling. I never had that feeling before. I wasn't knowing the answer to it, but questions started haunting me in my sleep as well. So I told my feelings to my partner and said, look, if we continue to live the same lifestyle for next 500 years, we'll definitely live lavish and comfortable life. But the point is, are we going to live for 500 years? And she said, so what's your point? And I said, look, I can't define it, but in round words, I'm having feeling of renouncing. Of course, after listening to it, she was a bit shocked and said nothing. And then very next day, a funny thing happened. My dad called me and asked me, how's everything? I said, well, everything is good. What's up? And he said, okay, your wife said that you want to renounce. You have already given up your religion. We didn't say anything about that. But what is this renouncing shit? And I said, wow, things are actually very fast. Like straight away, this news went to you. And I said, look, I don't have any, I was just expressing my feeling, you know, I don't have any plans or anything, but I'm just feeling like this. And he said, okay, you better not have any plans. We all know that how dangerous you are. So book my ticket. Me and your mom are coming to see you. So I booked the ticket, and before coming, he just called me and said, like, if you want anything to bring anything for you, so tell me. And I said, okay, if you can get some books for me, that'll be really great. And I gave him a list, and in that list there was three books mainly. It was one is Gita, which is Hindu, like a holy Bible, and there was a second book was Bible, and third was Quran. After getting this list, he said, I don't have any problem with this Gita. Being Hindu, you can read it, but why Bible and Quran? And you know, my dad and is like typical Hindu family. So I said, it is because, you know, I just want to read it. we listen a lot of things about it. People quote it, but don't know what's actually in it. So I just wanted to read it. And he said, okay, is it because of such books you're having this renouncing feeling? I said, look, I haven't even started reading these books. And how can he say that? Then he came here without those books. And after he's gone, I bought Bible and Quran, started reading Quran. So after my parents gone, I was still in that space where I was feeling that I'm still in search of something. And then one day I went to this music shop to buy a classical music CD. And I saw this CD just in front of me. Yeah, that was the only CD which has the cover of this man with a beautiful white beard and penetrating eyes. As if it was like he was searching me. I don't know what happened exactly at that moment, but as if it was, I was possessed by something, and I bought that CD. I was there in that shop for music CDs, but I didn't buy any. I just walked out with this Osho CD. And then I straight away went to my car and started listening to it. And when I started listening to him, I felt this is it. As if I was searching for this mesmerizing voice, and the pause and the bass in his voice was simply impacting me. I wasn't even knowing what he is talking about. I was just lost in his voice. And this is how I came across Osho.
So essentially, you were very successful in your job, in your profession. You were materially affluent, and then somehow you felt a void, an emptiness inside, and you were looking for something to fill this emptiness, and you looked around at the traditional kind of religions, and then Osho came to fill that void, essentially. So from that moment, then how you took sannyas, how did you decide to then take it a little bit further and go deeper into the path with Osho?
All right. Let me tell you clearly that I never wanted to take sannyas or anything. I knew that there is or was a guy called Osho in Pune, but I never came across his literature. So I wasn't knowing anything about him. And after listening to his CD, I started Googling about him. I was very surprised that how one can be so straightforward, putting naked truth in front of you without even thinking how one will feel. And somewhere, this killer style just clicked me. And the reason was even I was like that, not like Osho. I mean, don't take me wrong, but I was young and stupid, arrogant and full of ego. So first 6 months, you know, when I was listening to Osho, first 6 months, I was blaming everyone. Like when Osho says, like, this is wrong upbringing, society, and I used to blame, society is wrong, parents are wrong, teachers are wrong, and priests are wrong, and so on. And then after 6 months, that pointed arrow turned towards me. And then it was like, okay, now I'm wrong. I'm the part of this society. And I did this, I did that, and so on. So this particular time was very difficult for me. Sometimes I used to have feelings of unworthiness. I started having a feeling that I cannot be anyone's friend. I just started ignoring people. And believe me, at my workplace, I was one of the best team. I was like one of the best team member. And all of a sudden, I started pulling out. Every time I used to have headphones on and pumping out Osho's lecture, I started upsetting people just by not talking to them and ignoring them. And I became very good at it. But I used to listen to Osho a lot. And then maybe after another 6 or 8 months, while listening to Osho, suddenly I had a feeling, or you can say experience of accepting. I started accepting the things as they are. Then there was no complaints. There was no grudges against society, parents, or even against myself. And, you know, then I realized how simple is that. But it took me more than a year to understand it. And you know, once you know the code, the magic is no more the magic. And then I understand, or you can say learn, the art of listening Osho. Listening to Osho is not just, it's not that straightforward. When he talks, he uses words, gaps in between two words, silence, his hand gestures, all this he uses as a device. And then he conveys the message. And when he answers our questions, he not only answers, he also destroys our questions. And especially with me, because I was too much in my mind, he destroyed my all questions. And with all the questions, he destroyed my mind as well. And then a moment came that I was full of gratitude towards him. And then just decided to thank him by living the way he told. And then I started, okay, then I started thinking, okay, how to do that? And then one day I decided to jump into a sannyas. This is how I became sannyasin.
Okay, wonderful. Really love your story and, you know, your relationship with Osho. And I think it really reminds me of how important it is to listen to Osho every day, because, you know, through the connection with his discourses and words, that when transformation can really happen. So how would you say your life changed after becoming a sannyasin and listening to Osho and doing the meditation?
Yeah, I mean, look, after knowing Osho, or after starting listening to him, it took me more than 3 years to take sannyas. For more than 3 years, I was just listening to him every day almost. And that made me take sannyas. My sannyas was not emotional, that I was like, that I was in problem, relationship crisis, or went to any camp, or fall in love with someone, or like the facilitator himself or herself, or just because of the natural beauty of meditation center that I felt overwhelmed and took sannyas. No, it wasn't like that. My sannyas was of intellectual person, smart and egoistic person. So my life was already changed before sannyas, because I was listening to Osho more than 3 years. And even I used to do meditation before sannyas. I even went to Pune resort numerous times. But real change, as you asking the question, the real change due to meditation happened just 4 years back. It was, I think, due to repeatedly chakra meditation, because I used to love that meditation. I used to do that every now and then. My whole personality just changed. One day, I realized that I become so soft and loving. And even my partner mentioned that. Also, physical change happened, which I can't say. And the main thing, I started, or you can say, learn crying, you know. I can't say learn, but I started crying. I never used to cry before. I was very tough and like full of ego, as I said. So I never used to cry before. But now, I started crying. And one more thing, one important thing happened, that I started playing flute. So these are the changes I can see it happen after meditation or sannyas.
Okay, well, that's quite dramatic. And talking about your real life and profession, I'm aware that another big change we can say is that you are a civil engineer by profession, but then you decided to quit your job to dedicate yourself to Osho, and you created an app called Ask Bhagwan. And I personally use this app, and I found it amazing, but I'd love you to tell us a little bit about what is this app, what it does, and just talk us through this Ask Bhagwan app.
Yeah, definitely I would like to talk about this app, and this is my passion. There's a story, or reasons behind it, and there are two main reasons because of which I decided to make an app. You know, because, as I said, all these changes in me, me and my partner decided to leave city life and live in countryside. So we sold our house and bought a small acreage property. And then our plan was to build house on the property. But meanwhile, when I was listening to Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, that particular series, I always used to get so overwhelmed that I have to pass this message, pass this knowledge to everyone because it's so important for every living being. So I have to do that. So I just wanted to spread that message. So I thought of splitting Bhagwan's question and answer separately and thought of just compiling them in an application so that people don't have to spend their ages, you know, to find their answers. So one can go straight away to their own questions and listen to the answers. And that's how I started making this app. But that was one reason. And the other reason was I traveled before preparing this app. I used to travel like a few Western countries and, you know, Eastern countries both. In Western countries, this is what my personal experience. In Western countries now, there are therapists who are thinking that they can take Osho's work to the next level. And East, especially like countries like India and Nepal, there are many mini gurus now who think they are spreading Osho. And until here, it's okay. Everything is right. But the problem is now everyone is thinking only I'm spreading Osho in the right way and others are wrong. Now everyone has their own fan following and also disciples. And they are thinking that their master is next to Osho and no one else. And there's simply, you know, chaos everywhere. Now sannyasins are getting trapped into into all these things. So I decided to cut short this priest from the Osho world. And how to do that? Because we don't want any type of mediums. Osho was not before 2,500 years, you know. He was just alive, just 30 years back. We have his all original words, his videos. We don't need anyone to tell stories about Osho. We can see and listen him directly. So how to do it? And then I came across this idea to make an app. And imagine if you could hear Buddha or see his video. Whatever we hear about Buddha is not his own words. It's chewed up for the centuries according to their capacities and delivered to us. So I wanted to remove all these barriers in between Osho and his seekers. And Osho will be available directly to everyone without priest and without any medium through Ask Bhagwan app and for centuries, you know. So that's how I came across this idea of preparing this app. But then I decided to build an app with a different categories, like where I can put everything accordingly in different categories. I've got around in question and answer, we've got 40 categories. Then I started with question and answers. I splitted question and answer, uploaded it, and became the enormous amount of data. And I'm still doing it. One of the best thing happened with me was during all this year, my partner also fell in love with Osho and started supporting me. And meanwhile, even she took sannyas. She supported me at that extent that I finished all my money, which I saved for building new house on this app. And now she's working full time and supporting me and kids because I'm working on Ask Bhagwan full time with zero income. So yes, initially it was a bit difficult. Even still, it is there. But this is how I came across Ask Bhagwan, and we decided to do it.
Well, that's just amazing. I think the motivation behind the app is absolutely pure and it's so valuable. And it's exactly what we need with Osho. I mean, Osho is there available. And we always say, you know, just read directly Osho rather than what it's on Google or what other people say. Then, of course, it's beautiful to hear the story of the people who have experiences with Osho. But everyone has their own mind and interpretation and filter. So, you know, everyone has a different story. So it's beautiful to go directly to the source.
Yeah.
And I really want to thank you for that. And you already mentioned some of the challenges, and it's really laudable and incredible that, you know, you dropped your profession, you put all your time and energy, and thankfully your partner is supporting you spiritually and financially because it takes time and money to do this kind of things. What are the challenges that you're facing in building and making this platform available?
Yeah, look, before challenges, I'll just tell you a little bit of this app, what is in it, what's in it and what's not. So when we started thinking question and answers. I was thinking, okay, people in this age, people are not going to listen complete discourses. Well, let's do question and answers. But then while doing that, then, you know, when Osho talk about Buddha, he himself becomes Buddha. When he talk about Mahavira, he himself becomes Mahavira. So question and answer is like he's talking about for some time he talks about 40 days and 40 days he's that person. He lives like that. And question, if he's answering for 30 minutes, people can't get the whole context. And then I decided, okay, we need this whole discourses as well. And then more and more ideas kept on coming and our app grew. And now we've got, I'll just point out, like, you know, it's like we got whole, like all Hindi discourses. Whatever Bhagwan spoke in Hindi, it is there on this, in this app. In English series, around 70 series are remaining, but we are uploading it. In all English videos, we still, it's not complete, but we are still uploading it. We've got separate question and answers in Hindi and English both, audio and video format, and we've got around 40 categories for that. More than 90% of series we have to split. We haven't even completed all. We've got all the meditations and the explanation. Meditation techniques also we've got in Bhagwan Speak tab. Meditation music we've got. We've got world music like bhajan kirtans and, you know, so forth. Evening satsang, which is white robe, we got in our app. Bhagwan's interview we got, like, Last Testament, we call that. Then we got jokes, like Hindi jokes and English jokes. And we got more than 500 jokes with us still to upload. We got gibberish in separate tab. We got information about the meditation camp happening around the world and which is ongoing. Information about meditation center around the globe. And we got Osho quotes. We got a community tab in which you can create a group and you can share videos, audios. We got blogs and article tab where Osho sannyasins can write their own experience. And not only that, we can download and play everything offline, you know. And the main thing is everything is free, you know. So this is what app has. So now I'll come to the challenges. You said about the challenges. Of course, the main challenge was money. You know, as I said, like I already sold property and I was using that money, and I hired a small firm who are developing our app. And of course, that was not for free because they used to charge us. And then that was the first challenge. And second one was uploading. I used to work 16 to 14, 18 hours a day, just splitting, converting, and uploading it before even launching the app. Then once we had to change, you know, after launching, we had to change URL. Just after 6 months, this trademark issue came up, and then they said, okay, you'll have to change URL. So changing URL is just like a changing an app. Then last year, Google suspended our app again due to this trademark. So we had to create a new app with a different name. And please note, we didn't change the name this time. Google didn't allow us to change the name. So we had to create a brand new application because they suspended our old app. So yeah, it took us like around 21 days to 30 days to create everything again. And now the other issue is running costs. The most important, you know, it's a running cost. We don't have any support for running this app. And that's why just last month we've introduced this donation thing. But as you know, we don't get more response, you know. So we are thinking now how to support the app. And we just we're just thinking somehow we'll try to get something, you know, out of it to maintain and run this app in future.
I think you touch a very important point, which I've noticed in the world of sannyas. You know, there are thousands and perhaps, you know, over a million sannyasins around the world, but it's all a little bit fragmented. And when someone like yourself is doing such an important job, and it'd be nice that, you know, there is a little bit of support, because what you're doing is incredible, and you're making it for free, and you're putting all your life into it. So I really wish that, you know, you can find some support, because, you know, you need money for running it, and if you want to do it professionally. So that's very important to highlight, and then, you know, we can open a discussion on that and discuss further. But the other thing, yeah, I'm curious to also hear is how, I don't know if you want to discuss this in details, but just for example, if someone else has ideas and they want to do something related to Osho, we all know that there are limitations and restrictions, legal restrictions related to trademark and copyright. So how did you go about it? What changed in the new app that allows you to be online?
Well, there are two things. Like, first is copyright and this trademark. So I can't mention anything about this copyright because we're still dealing with it. But trademark is just a name. You know, you can't use this word Osho. Our previous name of the app was Ask Osho. It means it had O.S.H.O. means Oceanic Silence Harmony Onshore. So we were not using word Osho. But the Google said, okay, we have a policy that if your name is confusing the trademark owner's name, then we can't tolerate that. And they claimed, and they did a case on us. So then the numerous times they claimed it. So then Google decided to suspend it. So we changed the name. Now there's no trademark on Bhagwan name, so it's okay. And copyright, yeah, we're still going through it. And no matter what happens now, our app is on four platforms. First of all, Google, then which is Android. Second one is iOS, which is iPhones. Third one is Amazon. And fourth is web-based. So web-based is we bought our own server, and we bought everything, domain and everything, and it's like our own server, our own domain, everything. So no one can touch it. There's nothing people can do. Even if something can go wrong with these apps, this web app will be always running. So, and things are going, and we are dealing with it. So look, they're doing their work, and I'm doing my work. So.
Fair enough. And, you know, I don't want to get into the details, but it's nice to hear that if someone has determination, intelligence, and of course you need to have some legal advice and money to do that, but things can be done, and you're doing it, and you're showing that you can do it. And the other thing, just as we are talking on this, I know that the trademark is only in certain countries. So I think Google is a US-based company. So can you clarify that? You know, technically they should claim those trademark issues only in some parts of the world and not others, rather than just going and take you down everywhere.
No, what happens is, like, you know, this app is global. If you take out, it's very difficult for them, like, to close certain parts. When the Google says it's not in, it's, you know, they don't want it, so they don't want it. They don't mention, yeah, we don't want only in this country and that country.
I see. But that doesn't apply to a website and domain.
Yes, because you purchase domain, and domain is something which you can, you know, if there's a google.com available, you can buy google.com, you know. There was one case, and this domain was available, someone bought it, and they had to give it back. But yeah, domain is something like you buy it.
Okay, wonderful. So thanks for clarifying that. We had a little digression on that topic, which I also think is very important, especially for, you know, future people like yourself that get really excited with Osho. They have creative ideas, and then somehow they find that they have to work within some framework, and maybe as rebellious sannyasins and inspired by Osho, they think like, you know, out of the box, and they want to do their own things, and there are ways around.
Yeah, but also it's like, like, you know, whatever these people are doing, OIF, like, they have helped keeping Osho intact just because of this copyright. Don't take me wrong, but they have helped in certain cases because there are so many people who want to use Osho in different ways. So it's good. It's good that they can't use it. And if someone is really using for, like, you know, positive things or good things, yeah, then they should. But people are creating their YouTube channels and asking subscriptions and, you know, asking and uploading Osho's broken up videos. It's not good. That's not good because no one is getting proper message, and it'll just create a chaos in whole sannyas, because that's not the way. If you're presenting Osho, it should be complete. There should not be fractions, because you cannot Osho talk about 1.5 hours every time, at least. And you're putting five minutes or 10 minutes cutting. That's no good. I don't like that.
I really appreciate your comment on this, because it shows maturity and integrity. And in fact, it's true. I mean, this topic of trademark and copyright is very delicate. Depends on which side you take. And yes, it's an issue. But of course, if you apply a broad stroke, it can harm sincere people who love Osho, want to do things. But on the other hand, there are so many thousands of people who can just, you know, benefit for commercial reasons. And they have nothing to do with Osho. And they, you know, this or the message, whatever that means, by the way. So it's very complex, let's put it this way. So it's not so black and white. Sometimes
that's right.
I hear, this is wrong, this is right. It's not. It's much more difficult than that. And whoever is in charge to making these decisions, they have tough decisions to make.
Yeah, so, and luckily, that was one more reason of me creating this app. Because when I started Googling Osho, because I bought one CD, and after that, I wasn't having anything. And when I started Googling, I used to Google and then I used to get these videos on YouTube, 10 minutes long, 30 minutes long. And most of the videos, like on internet, whole internet is like how many percent? 90% pornography, whole internet in the world. You know, so 90% of it is just the pornography like that. If you'll check on YouTube, you will feel like, yes, Osho was like, 90%, he was like 80%, he's just teaching about, he's talking about sex, but it is not the case. But because people like that, they started uploading that thing. And they, of course, there's a different thing. Like once you get into it, it's like you can treat it as a trap as well. Even OIF, even their videos are like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but it's also talking about like girls, sex, and all that stuff, which is not good. But if you'll put 1.5 hour video on YouTube, who will listen to it? No one will go for it. People want these fractions and they want interesting thing. And that's why. And if you'll put all these small, small fractions, of course, the original message will get lost. And that's why we wanted to create this app with an original message, complete information. We don't want anything cut.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's another difficult topic to deal with, because obviously you need to listen to the whole discourse, you know, everywhere. It's not just about Osho. You can take sentences out of any discourse and put a big title in the newspaper and distort completely and frame that sentence or statement in a completely different way. And that's what media does all the time. And it can apply to Osho as well. But on the other hand, we live in an era where no one has time, and for commercial reasons or to make Osho available, you can just choose a topic, do a compilation of books, or cut the videos that are more easily digestible and consumable for people. But on the other hand, it's true that many people, they may listen just to a 2 minutes discourse or read a small single sentence of Osho and fall in love with Osho and then go and start the journey from there. So again, it's a little more complex than just saying, you know, that's wrong. That's my point of view, at least.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, my friend. So let's leave this topic aside and talk about another big project that you're bringing forward within your app, which is called One Word Meditation. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it is very interesting project. We're working on it for a long time, especially when this Corona COVID-19 thing went off and everyone was like locked down. And people were feeling like, what now? People started meditating. Initially, everyone was happy because all of a sudden they got so many holidays and rest and all that stuff. And then afterwards, they started worrying. And then afterwards, they started getting bored. So all this pandemic, I felt like first time we are calling people as like human beings. Before we used to call Americans like Germans, Russians, Indians, like we never used to say human. And this small virus, you know, because it was dangerous and only hurting humans, so then we realized, yeah, now we are humans. So, and our consciousness and energy is one. So no matter what race or what country you're from, but you're a human being. And then I started thinking what to do. Like, you know, everyone is in this situation. How to bind them together? Because I always had this idea in my mind that how to create something, some platform for all sannyasins around the world, how to take them together. And I was thinking this app will create that platform. And in that, through this app, I will try to get all the sannyasins on one platform. But this was another opportunity, this pandemic. Then I realized, okay, what is another way? We should start meditating together and universal consciousness. Then I discussed with other few people like Chaitanya Kirti and Satyavedanta Swamiji and Swami Arun and all these people I mentioned, and they said, yeah, okay, it's a good idea. So let's go ahead. So I created this four time zones and I structured a meditation like 10 to 15 minutes meditation. You just have to sit silently for 10, 15 minutes. And I created notifications through this app. So every day you get four notifications through this app. You just have to turn on the notification for Ask Bhagwan app, and then you'll get a notification before 1 or 2 minutes. And then it gives you a time to sit, find a quiet location or like comfortable space. And then you just have to go in the app. There's a music. There are around 48 or 50 one world meditation music. You have to select any music, play it, and sit silently. Or there are different types of music. If you want to sway, or if you want to dance, or if you want to whirl, there are musics in that. Just play that music. Do whatever you want to do. But you have to be 100% in that moment. So we have designed that four time zones in such a way that any country around the world will at least get two times if you want to do it comfortably. But maximum countries can get three meditations in the daytime. And the whole idea is we have to meditate at the same time around the globe, so that the whole cosmos or whole world will meditate together and then rise this universal consciousness. Osho had this thought always. He also tried, even he tried that when he was on the ranch, that he tried Buddham Charanam Gacchami early morning throughout the world. But that time he wasn't having this technology. And that's why he couldn't go ahead. Even when he was talking on the radio in his early days, he mentioned that there should be meditation at the same time, because I'm speaking on the radio. So there should be meditations on the same time. Everybody should meditate at the same time. And in that way, the universal consciousness will rise. And there will be positive effects of that. And whole, like, people will be more beautiful. Even if negative energy people come in contact with us, they will turn positive, or they will help. It'll help them to get turned positive. So in that way, I've created this meditation. Initially, on the first day, we had something 31, like, because we were campaigning for 1 month. So it gave us a boost. And 31 countries, like meditators from 31 countries, meditated on the first day. And just last week, what happened, our app crashed both two times because too many people logged in at the same time. So we had to increase our app size, server size, four times. So now our server size is four times bigger than before. And we just checked last month. Now 59 meditators from 59 countries, they're meditating every day. It's not a simple thing. It never happened before. It's something, it's like a history. We are creating history. Got that many people from around the globe meditating same time.
That's super amazing. And I wish your app will keep crashing.
Hope not. We will increase. We will keep increasing our server size anyways.
Yeah, but these are beautiful problems that, from an entrepreneurial point of view, when you have problems that you can't cope with the demand of your clients, it's actually a good problem to have.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so look, we are heading towards the end, and perhaps do you have any further projects? What are the plans for your app, in addition to obviously investing in it and making it more technologically solid to be able to cope with more demands, more people? Is there any other projects you have in mind?
Yes. First of all, I have to change the whole UI of the app. When we created this app, we created considering only question and answers and discourses, but it got more and more popular and we kept on adding more things. So it is still the best app on Osho in the world. Even Osho International Foundations, none of their app is as good as ours. But we still, I personally can see that there's a lot of room to improvement. And that's why I want to improve the whole look of the app. And the other thing is there are two more sections. Like one is community section and one is music section. In music section, if you'll see now, there are bhajan and kirtans, which are only in Hindi. We don't have any English songs in it. So bhajan and kirtan, because I contacted the song owner and I got the songs from them. So there's no issue of copyright. But English songs, there are so many sannyasins who are preparing good music, like One Sky Music, this Deva Premal, and so many people are making good music. And if I want to approach them, I need something, I have to buy copyrights for them, or else I'll have to buy some music from them. And for that, I don't have money. So if I will get money somehow, I will definitely buy English songs, or at least approach them and get into this app. And the other one is community tab. Now, community tab is very important. This is my basic idea for last 3 years. As I said before, I always wanted to create a platform for all the sannyasins. You know, all Osho, all sannyasins, new sannyasins, everyone should be together. It's not together means like, you know, just for some fun or party or anything. But we have so many people. There were like 5,000 people were on ranch. But now if you'll ask how many are they in the contract, they don't know how many are there and even they are alive or not. So we want everyone, like a database or something like that, on this app and in the community tab. So once we create a community, and inside, if you enter our personal details, like not personal details, like like sannyas name and whereabouts and all that stuff, and if you want to participate, you just have to say yes. Means participate means your name will be on the database. And if you don't want to participate, it's okay. But at least you can see other people. Now, if you want to participate, for example, if I'm coming to Italy or Rome or any other country, US, and if I want to see how many Osho sannyasins around me, you know, I can see the green dots around me. Okay, these many people, Osho sannyasins, are around me. And if I want to contact them, or if I want accommodation, or if I want to meditate, go and meditate somewhere, or just want to sit with like-minded people, I can text them. So, or I can email them. Their mobile phone numbers and email IDs will not be visible. You just can email, like, you know, Uber, what you do in Uber or Ola app. So you just send a message. So your personal details are 100% safe. It's up to you if you want to reply someone or not. And if you get someone like, okay, I'm in your city, I'm from this country, I came here, and it would be really nice if you'll tell me where is the meditation center or Osho center, or I'm in search of accommodation. Would you be like to, you know, provide me some? It's like that. So community way, community tab, we can connect everyone. Not only that, I can't tell you, I can't explain you everything, but I've got very big plans about this community tab through which we can bring all the Osho sannyasins, old, new, together. And yeah, it'll be fantastic to see how many people are there and where, and how our whole Osho's movement is growing and how it is going and in which direction it's going.
It's so beautiful. Look, I'm so happy to hear that. And in fact, as I do more and more with Chetna, love Osho, at some point we were really thinking and we were coming to the same idea that that's what's missing, you know, and somehow with our small contribution, we aim to bridge the sannyas communities. But what you're doing is exactly what we had in mind. You know, you are realizing it. And with this app, with this technology that is more than that, what's needed today for the sannyas community, because Osho is gone physically. He is available very much in the discourses, in the meditation, in his energy, in his connection, in his consciousness. But what's important now is the sannyas community. And if it's so fragmented and dispersed, you know, we are missing out a lot. So to bring together the sannyas community in any possible way, I think it's an amazing contribution and to really help individual sannyasin to grow faster into the spiritual path.
Yeah, absolutely. You won't believe, I just got one email just a few weeks back. And that email was from African country. I think it was Nairobi or Kenya. And this lady was texting, emailing me, and she said, I used to have this Ask Osho app, and all of a sudden something went wrong and I'm not having this. And I got your email, because email ID was same. So she emailed me and I said, what's happening? And then I said, no, it's not Ask Osho anymore. It's Ask Bhagwan. Go on Play Store and install. She was old lady. So she wasn't even knowing how to go on Play Store and, you know, so I told her and she installed it. And then I called her. I asked her number and I called her and I just went through it. And then she started telling me stories. She said, I was in very rural area. We bought a land and we thought of just living organic, you know, with doing organic farming and doing sustainable living kind of thing. So I'm doing this. And this local peoples, not many people have like latest phones on there. So at least 20 to 25 people come to us for meditation. And we are doing this. And we are using your app. And all of a sudden it stopped working. So I was surprised, like, you know, so how to get it done. And then I told her to install this. And she was so happy installing this new app. And she was saying, It's really good. Like people, I mean, I was so happy that countries like African countries, I never even thought of that the app will be getting used there and in this way.
Yes. And in fact, even our Love Osho podcast, now we have some analytics that show that there are some countries that are so remote, but people listening to the Osho stories of the sannyasin. So it's so heartwarming, and Osho is so widespread in every nook and corner of the world. So it's really amazing. And also, I want to thank you for making the Love Osho podcast available within your app. So something we discussed and you agreed to that. Just, you know, to wrap up, I want to thank you for the work you're doing. I think personally, this is the most exciting, innovative and valuable project that is happening now in the world of Osho. So really, thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just a medium. Osho chose me. It's not my idea. So many people were having this idea. And even now, so many people are having this idea. It just happened through me. So Osho chose me. I'm just a medium. And whatever you're doing is also good. I always listen to it because I, you know, old sannyasins and their thoughts, I can listen to them on your website. So you know, whatever you're doing is really good.
Oh, thank you for that. Appreciate it. And yeah, I'm sure Osho made a good choice with you.
No problem. Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, my friend, I send you lots of love and a big hug, and thank you again for this beautiful contribution and your work and energy and full commitment, which is incredible.
I appreciate it. Please accept my pranam.
Pranam.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and leave a review. Visit loveoshow.com for more episodes, blogs, or to connect with us.